This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
But the other guy who spoke for the first time today is the captain of the New York Yankees, Aaron Judge. Now, Sean, you've listened to what Aaron had to say.
Yeah.
So we throw it to you at the Aaron Judge news desk as we are now about to hear from Aaron Judge.
Okay, so first and foremost, I think a lot of the Juan Soto stuff's going to get attention. So I have two clips I think are worth playing with Juan Soto, but I think we should start non-Juan Soto.
Okay, let's start non-Juan Soto.
Okay, because this is show-oriented. We had a big discussion last week about who's going to hit leadoff, where, you know, who's going to bat second, and we were under the assumption Aaron Judge is batting second or first. As it turns out, and you can hear the clip, Aaron Judge would like neither of those options.
Yeah, I'd love to hit third again. I've told him that since the first day, but I've always been about wherever you need me. If it's hitting third, hitting second, hitting last, you know, I'll be anywhere that helps shape this lineup the way we need to. So we'll see. We got a lot of different guys, a lot of good different options that can hit leadoff for us.
Wow. Yeah, we have all just assumed because he was hitting second for the couple of years prior to that, and then Juan Soto comes around, it's like, all right, well, everything's changed. Now you have a chance to have Juan Soto, who walks so much, gets on base so often, Aaron Judge protect him. This sounds amazing, but I never even thought about the idea that Aaron Judge may have fallen in love with batting third, and it sounds like he has. Yeah, I don't know if I love it. Now, Aaron Judge batted third in his rookie season, but that's 2017. That was a million years ago. And he also did it in 2021. And I was curious, all right, when he was batting third, who was mostly batting first and second? Just to kind of have a comparison. DJ LeMahieu was the leadoff hitter most of the time.
Oh.
And they had a cavalcade of guys batting second, but mostly it was Giancarlo Stanton, which is weird to think about. But and the other guy was Luke Voit. He was the other guy who batted second a lot. So completely different. Yeah. Yeah,
and well, then, at that time, Stanton was younger. Their big prize money guy.
Did he move well then?
He was moving better than he does now.
I don't remember.
No, it wasn't. But it was at that time. It's just, you know, have to close your eyes. Imagine they wanted to get Stanton as many at bats as possible.
And you know,
oh,
who,
I see. Yeah.
And you know who protected and Aaron Judge?
And Judge was young.
Yeah.
You know who protected Aaron Judge that year most of the time?
Who protected Judge?
Yeah, the guy batting
Gary Sanchez,
Gio Urshela.
Gio.
Wow, what a fella!
Yeah. Oh, what a fine fella. That's interesting that Judge wants that, but you just because he wants it doesn't mean Boone's going to do it.
You know what that tells
me? It's not best for the team. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I agree with you, but you know what that tells me when we were making our lineup whole thing?
Yeah.
I don't discount the fact that...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Jason Dominguez at opening day could be hitting third or fourth if they were willing to do that with Judge in 2017.
Yeah, I got to look back. How early did they move Judge to that spot in the order? Because it may have been something that evolved a little bit over time. I'll look that up as you continue to play Judge Clips.
Okay, all right. Now to the juicy stuff. The meat and potatoes, as they like to say. Aaron Judge finally getting asked questions about Juan Soto. So the million-dollar question we all had, Aaron, did you bother to reach out to Juan Soto before he signed with the Mets? This is what he had to say.
Tried to. He got a different number, though, but, you know, so texts weren't going through. But we chit-chatted a little bit and caught up.
So he really did change his number.
Yeah, remember then there was that report right after that wasn't true, he didn't change his number? Judge is saying it's true, he changed his number. So I can't kill him if he tried to reach out. The guy switched his number.
I mean, he says he tried.
That's a bad job by Soto.
Why is that a bad job by Soto?
Didn't Soto say he didn't change his number?
I thought a reporter said, I'd have to go back.
No, yeah, I remember.
Somebody said he did.
A reporter, it was either Heyman or Martino, one of them said, oh, Juan Soto changed his number.
Yeah, but I feel like somebody then disputed that and said he didn't actually change his number.
Well, I believe
that's what made Sean go off on Aaron Judge.
Yeah, you were anti-Aaron Judge for not doing enough to bring Juan Soto back.
I'm off it now. Right. I'm off it now. Now, last but not least, Aaron Judge was flat out asked about Juan Soto's comments about signing with the Mets and presenting a better opportunity to win a World Series. Remember that whole lightning rod idea? So did Judge take that personal? Let's hear what he had to say.
That's his opinion. He can say what he wants. I definitely disagree with him, but I wasn't too surprised by it. You know, I think that's where he wanted to be. I think that's where it was best for him and his family. And he got a pretty nice deal over there. So I think he can't say no to that. But I'm happy for him. You know, he got a good deal. He's going to be in a great spot. It's going to be great having him in town. We're going to be battling back and forth for quite a few years. So I'm definitely happy for him.
When he says he isn't surprised, what do you make of that?
Are you me or Teague?
Both of you.
My initial reaction tells me these guys were close. He clearly probably talked plenty with Juan Soto, and I think he probably knows what we as Yankee fans are blinded to, which was it was far from a lock Soto was ever coming back, and he probably did talk to him about the Mets.
Right,
they probably had
these
conversations.
What do you think he was saying to Aaron Judge, though, about the Mets that would make Aaron Judge say, I'm not surprised? I have a theory on this, but I'm curious what you guys think.
I don't know. I think maybe he's just an opportunistic speaker. So, he's gonna highlight or lift up wherever he's at. And so, obviously, he's going to say, yeah, the Mets give me the best chance to win. That's why I signed here.
Right.
And if he would sign with the Yankees, he'd have said, the Yankees give me the best chance to win. He's actually just, I don't know, giving you chalk. What else would you want him to say?
I'm guessing at some point last year, Juan Soto and Aaron Judge had, at the time, what might have seemed like an innocuous conversation where Soto pumped up what was going on with the Mets over there in their lineup and Cohen and Money.
I don't think that's it at all.
Really? All right, what do you think?
I think that Judge, and there's nothing wrong with this because some people may take it this way. I think Judge knew what I knew and what most of us knew from the very beginning about Juan Soto. He was going to go to the highest bidder. That's the way I looked at his free agency right. for a year and a half now. That he wasn't going to sign early. Remember when you were fantasizing about that, Sean? It was never a thing.
Yeah, okay.
Or he was going to be allured by pinstripes. No, I think he was going to go to the highest bidder. I think especially when you're a player who now bounces around the league, right? You're traded by the Nationals to the Padres. Now the Padres trade you to the Yankees. And now you've made it all the way to free agency. I think that Judge kind of knew he was going to the highest bidder. And he also knew his team wasn't going to be the highest bidder. I think he knew. I think he knew deep down, probably from talking to Hal, where they wanted him back, but there was going to be a moment where they said, enough's enough. And I think he probably knew what we've all surmised for years, that this was going to be the moment where Steve Cohen didn't walk away and didn't right. say enough's enough. So I didn't take it as he was whispering about the Mets in May. I took it as Judge kind of knew, like, wink, wink, he was going to the highest bidder. Yeah. And think about the last thing he said. He brought up, and he got a pretty good offer from them.
Yeah.
They paid him the most money.
Yeah, but when I think it comes back to that, I still stand by what I believe Juan Soto would have said. If he was on the Blue Jays, he would have said, yeah, the Blue Jays give me the best chance.
Oh, no, no, absolutely. That's why Soto's right. saying that, even right. if he believes it, which maybe he does with the Mets. I think that he was always going to be opportunistic in terms of the contract.
Oh, without and a doubt. He's the Mets, going to the highest bidder. We all knew that.
And the Mets did a great job of making sure they were the highest bidder.
I think there was something else in that quote. Why not went over your head, Evan?
Go ahead.
I think Aaron Judge told us about telling us he knows where baseball's going. We're getting Yankees-Mets in the same division soon, too. I mean, many wars across town, the whole thing. You're going to play a little more than six times a year if you make a comment like that.
I don't think he was saying that. I think he was just saying that he knows the way we are in New York. Like, in the middle of May or June, let's say both teams are playing well. You know one of the biggest stories in New York could turn out to be? Who's having a better year, Judge or Soto? Soto, Judge. Like, it's going to be the Mickey, Willie, and the Duke of 2025. It's going to be the Mattingly versus Keith of 2025. It's going to be the Ray Ordonez versus Derek Jeter of 2025.
How about Conforto, Judge? You want to keep going?
Yeah, that was fun. But that's what I think he kind of realizes. All right, so you feel better about what Judge had to say?
I feel better about Aaron Judge, the leader of the New York Yankees. I don't feel better about the 2025 New York Yankees lineup after what he had to say, but that's it.
I would not bat him third. And just for the record, in 2017, Aaron Judge on opening day, and he did this for the first four games of the season, batted eighth. For the next 4 days of the season, he batted seventh. Then, about 4 days later, he started batting sixth. In early May, he got moved up to the five hole where he stayed until early June. And then in early June, Aaron Judge became the third hitter in the lineup, which featured a 1-2 of Brett Gardner and Aaron Hicks. So Judge's evolution to becoming the third hitter in 2017 took 2 months. So it just reminds you that with young players, and in this case, Jason Dominguez, it usually takes a little bit of time before they jump up in the batting order. Yeah. Now, I think Dominguez is interesting. I mentioned him as a candidate for the leadoff spot because I think his skill sets could certainly work in that spot.
It's just a lot of pressure early in a very young career.
Yeah. I almost think they're going to do what they did with Judge and hit him 7-8 to begin. And if he gets off to a good start, then yeah, he's got that possibility of moving up in the order.
Right. In a sense, it's kind of what they did with Volpe as well, even though it took a year. He batted down in the lineup, and eventually they said, all right, let's try you leading off.
Right.
And for a minute, I think the importance of the moment, he rose to it, and then he kind of regressed to his mean, and it became an unviable situation. So they moved him back again. But, I mean, Jason Dominguez has had so much hype around him. the pressure on him is already high. The last thing you want to do is make it even worse by putting him in a leadoff spot.
Yeah, I agree, and I would actually argue he has more pressure on him than Volpe had 2 years ago, because I think that they need Dominguez to not just be good, but be a force.
Yeah,
I think when you look at this lineup, and there are a lot of questions, you know, which Paul Goldschmidt is showing up, which Cody Bellinger is showing up, can Anthony Volpe make a jump? I think that they need Dominguez to at least be good. He can't just be, you know, oh, he's a rookie, he's doing all right. Like, they need him to be a forceful player. Obviously, no one's going to be 2017 Judge. That's one of the great rookie seasons in the history of baseball. But they're going to need Dominguez to be productive. But I don't like Judge hitting third. I'll tell you that right off the top. I'm glad he likes it, but you know what? He ain't the manager. Aaron Boone's the manager. And if I'm making the lineup, I'm not hitting Aaron Judge third. Just my opinion.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.